Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Had to reset the phone lines there over the break. So if you're calling for the random question, call back 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, random, one for you guys. Random, let's see here. All right. What would you guys say your least favorite pet? I've got a few.
But were they yours originally?
No.
No.
Yeah,
those
one were, was.
One was. Those dogs sucked. You know, man, honestly, I've liked most of my pets. Somehow we ended up with three birds when I was a kid. Essentially, my mother worked in the fashion world, and her job at the time, she dressed the windows for one of the big department stores in Rochester, New York, right? So part of their display, you know, you got the mannequins and all this kind of thing going on, but they had live birds in a bird cage. And so, as my mother explained it, when the season changes, and they're going to change out the windows or put over the new fashion.
Was that her idea?
I don't know, to be honest with you. That part I really don't know. Like, she was very good at doing that kind of thing. I don't know if the birds were her idea, but they were real birds, zebra finches, all right? So when they're changing out the windows, her ball, she's like, well, what do you want me to do with the birds? She's like, just throw them out. Like, seriously, just take the cage, throw the birds in the trash. She's like, I'm not throwing
them. How about letting them go?
Nope, that was not part of the equation. Although that happened by accident a little bit later. Anyway, she bought these three birds home. Two chicks, one dude. The dude was cool. But one of the birds that we named Birdie was just mean as F. I mean, just this hated people, hated the other birds. But she just wouldn't die, right? So the male bird eventually flew away. Because we cleaned out the cage. He flew out the off the deck, disappeared into the woods. And my father's like, you will never see that bird again. He's like, everything in those woods will eat that thing. We're like, all right. The other female bird died eventually. And this bird, Birdie, who was ugly as hell, feathers falling out. They're not supposed to live as long as she did, but like she just would not die. So at this point, we leave Rochester. We move to Baltimore. We're in this house for about 6 months as they're waiting to find their quote-unquote permanent home, as it were. And so the birdcage ends up in my room. I did not ask for this. Keep in mind, it was more my brother's, but at that point, he's off in college. And now Birdie, this ugly, mean, squawking piece of ass that just wouldn't die is in my room, dude. And I mean, every morning you'd wake up and she'd run back and forth, like across the bottom of the cage, like screaming at you. And I'm just, and you don't want to be mean, but it's like, why are you not dead?
You know, so could you take the bird out, like put the bird on your finger?
No. No. So, she'd come after you. There's oh, really? No, it's like having a fish, man. If the fish hated your guts.
Yeah, but I fished who were like dogs.
Yeah, but this was like a dog, but it's like someone else's dog that was on a heavy chain in the backyard. There's a sign that says, beware of dog. Look, it was harmless. It was tiny, but it was loud. She was mean. She was ugly. By the time she died, she looked more like a buzzard, right, top of her head. But whatever the average lifespan of a zebra finch in captivity is, I want to say she made it like 2.5 years longer. And it's bad when you're thinking to yourself, like, you need to die.
That's an overachiever, that bird.
That's right.
Overachiever and a horrible attitude. You know, it's like the mean old person that lives in the neighborhood. They're 140 years old. They've never treated anyone well. That's what this bird was, man. And I'm just like, and I felt bad saying anything to my parents, like, hey, Would it be bad, like, if I killed her? They're like, yes. I'm like, well, what if I just opened the cage and tried to let her escape? The problem is she couldn't fly at this point. So, like, you're just stuck with this bird. And it sounds, I came home from school one day. There she was at the bottom of the cage, man, dead. And
well, okay. I had a great aunt like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dead at the bottom of a cage?
No, she just wouldn't die. And she was the meanest person in that entire family.
You know, I'm talking about a bird, right?
I know, but like my grandma, Mimi was nice. Like everybody else was nice. And Ellen, I mean, she's passed now, but I mean, there would be years.
You were waiting for her to die.
Well, I'd just be like, Mom, like Ellen is still, she's like, yeah.
That was the response. Yeah.
And it's just like, she had just been so mean over the years, but she kept living. She had no issues, but like, nobody wanted to take care of her, right? She was never married.
Right.
She basically had pissed off everybody in the family. So then when everybody else was gone, it was like, well, who's going to take Ellen? Everybody's kind of like, ah. Right. Like, do we have to?
I think my...
damn.
Jesus.
R.I.P.
I think the animal that I hated the most, probably Miles the dog.
Yeah, the dog sucked.
And the one I liked the most was Larry. Larry the cat.
Cat, yeah.
Man, that dog was horrible.
He sucked in every capacity.
Well, so was Chewy. Chewy was terrible, too.
Yeah, but Chewy was neurotic. Chewy was, look, even if Chewy had been in the best home, Chewy's still crazy. Chewy, you still locked in the bedroom because Chewy was eating glue in the back of the classroom, right? That dog, Miles, he's like the guy you brought up earlier, so somebody's still mad at. And I'm like, there's a guy I want to punch in the face. He kind of reminds me of that because it's like, you're the way you are because you're spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just
being an ass.
Freaking spoiled. And for one, I would like to be a dog so I could punch you however the dog punches you. That dog sucked, man.
Oh, I know.
And I rarely say that about like dogs or cats or whatever, but that dog sucked.
I mean, you never want to have to deal with that. I dealt with it for like a decade.
I don't know how.
Of dogs that are just horrible. I mean, horrible dogs. How is that possible?
I don't know. Because you did it one after the other.
Well, it was my wife wanted these dogs.
Right.
They were rescues.
Sure.
They were horrible.
They were terrible dogs.
I mean, they would take a crap and look at you in the living room. Instead of saying, can we go outside? They just squat there and look at you.
You're like, because they've never been convinced to do it.
Dude.
I mean, my dog did that as a puppy, and then you go through your whole training thing, and it sucks. But eventually now, you know, she walks up and gives me the stare. It's just this guaranteed stare she has. She's looking at me. I'm looking at her. I have to say, do you need to go out? And she stands by the front door. Right. Cool. Jesus. Other times, though, the dog will not tell me she needs to go out. And you just get that whiff of a fart. And I do the, hey, I'm taking you out now. Because that cannot happen in here.
The only pet I ever had that I thought sucked, honestly, was just goldfish. They just don't do much.
They don't.
Yeah. They die fast.
I mean, but you know that going in. You know what I mean? It's just like, they're there. And like, if you like fish, cool. But they're just there. Just waiting for you to feed them.
Just kind of hanging out, like, all right. Like, I mean, if you have an awesome tank with a filter and everything.
I get it.
But all we ever had was just like a bowl. Brought them home.
That fish is going to die in a week.
Yeah, you bring them home in a bag, and you're right. Within like a week or two, like, they're always dead.
Why do they
How
give
is
those
your daughter's
to children?
Fish?
They're fine.
Are they alive?
There's the three that have been alive since we first got this tank. All right? The other ones have come and gone. But these three fish, and God bless her, man. You know, most kids, or at least in my experience, when you had the opportunity to get fish, you wanted something with color, something that looks cool. There's some kind of small catfish. They're just brown, right? They're just these brown fish, man, and they are.
So you're saying they're ugly?
I'm not saying ugly. I'm saying they're unexciting. Maybe that's a nice way to put it, but they're kicking it, man. Right, but like I said, you know, even when you see them, you're kind of like.
Are they bigger?
All right. A little bit.
Did she like them?
She does. Okay. Absolutely. They each have a name, and I don't remember any of them.
Did the snail situation get figured out? I don't think I ever heard the resolution to your snail situation.
Okay, so one of the things my daughter got when she first got this tank, she got these three fish that will not die, apparently, a couple of colorful fish, two shrimp, and the snail. We went on vacation. We have a house sitter who you have since met, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a text from her going, hey, man, there's like a lot of snails in the tank. I'm really, what? She bought a snail. She's like, right. And now there are a lot of baby snails in the tank. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we find out later, snails, they don't need nobody.
No, they don't.
No, I can self-impregnate myself and just blow it out there. So
Jesus.
You're talking hundreds of these baby snails. When we got back, we're like, I don't know what to do, right? I'm like, do the other fish eat them? We're like, we don't know. Let's see what happens. What we did find out, their chances of survival in the tank, if you're not specifically grooming your tank for snails, are pretty pretty low rate of survival. Okay. And the good news, it sounds awful. The good news is, I'd say 98% of them died. But quietly, me and my wife were like, booyah! Hell yeah!
Crisis averted.
Yeah.
Reason we asked, what was your least favorite pet? A zoo in Denmark. And Mike, you have the story coming up in headlines. Asking for donations of small pets is food for its predators.
Take Birdie.
The Aalborg Zoo said it's trying to mimic the natural food chain of the animals housed there for the sake of both animal welfare and professional integrity, and offers assurances the pets will be gently euthanized.
Yeah,
by
sure.
Training staff.
Sure.
Now, the zoo is in northern Denmark.
Wait a minute. Do they have to say that? Like, if you're giving them your pet, you know it's going to be put down anyhow. That's like, oh, we'll do it humanely. Is someone going to be like, no, make it violent?
This is just me. I feel like if you say that and no one asked you to say that, then I don't believe you.
All right.
And that's just me. I'm sure they're telling the truth, but I'm like, why would you say that? Why would you think anyone would take their pet to you knowing that they're going to turn to the food and think that you're going to take a shovel and beat it to death?
The zoo says if you have a healthy animal that needs to be given away for any reason, feel free to donate it to us. We'll take guinea pigs, rabbits, chickens, any possible donations.
Okay,
after being euthanized, the animals will be used as fodder.
But I feel like, again,
fodder?
I have a healthy pet, and maybe I'm moving or it can't be in my pet. The last thing I would think is, hey, Fuzzy, I've enjoyed our time together. Instead of trying to find a good home or taking you to a shelter or queuing up Sarah McLachlan, I'm going to take you to the zoo so they're going to be eaten by one of their animals.
They say nothing goes.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Close to waste. We ensure natural behavior, nutrition, and well-being of our predators.
But I'm not worried about your predators. No. I assume you do all that because it's a freaking zoo.
Yeah. The online call for pet donations is accompanied by a picture of a wildcat baring its teeth with its mouth wide open.
Oh, great.
And a link
sales
to the
pitch.
Zoo's website, noting the facility also is interested in taking your horses away, too.
Oh, no.
That's for the big cats.
All right.
The zoo, which cannot be immediately reached for additional details, does not list other pets or animals as possible donations. So they probably won't take your dog or your cat.
I don't know about that, man.
They would definitely take it if you had, like, a pet goat.
Why would they not take your dog or cat? They will take your horse, which you presumably named, right? Your guinea pigs. Because, again, they're asking for healthy animals. I think they just didn't say cats or dogs because that hits people's heartstrings. I get the feeling they will take anything you want to give them.
Yeah.
Would you have taken that dog Miles then?
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, at the end of his life.
No, you don't need to justify him,
healthy.
Man.
Yeah.
Look, if they're going to put him down.
They needed healthy,
if they're
going to
put him down, I just want to watch him. No, I'm kidding.
You want to see them.
Dude, I was there when it happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Did it bug you at all?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It did. I mean.
Sure. Once, you didn't like him, but you had spent enough time.
Sure. Like anything else. I mean, I walked that dog 2 or 3 times a day.
Right.
Still, I still could not break down the barrier. The dog was just a piece of crap.
He was.
I mean, and I'm not. Ted, am I wrong? Am I exaggerating?
He was not super friendly.
No, he's a piece of crap.
And he
not even about being friendly. He just sucked as a dog. You know, it's like, there was like, guy that you meet at the bar, you can say, look, this guy is not particularly mean. He's not, but if you have any conversation with him at all, you're going to hate him. That's kind of the way that dog was.
Well, and that dog was one of those dogs, too, where it was always like a threat he might bite somebody.
Yeah.
But it never, I don't know how to explain it, because I know how you acquired the dog. So I was like, well, it's not like Miles doesn't know what he's doing with the dog. But the dog was basically already an adult and kind of had an attitude.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you showed up.
He was already a D-bag before I even came around.
So there wasn't, right. He was just like, he had it in his head. He was never going to bow down and let you be the alpha.
You know what, man? Douchebag is the best way to explain this dog. Again, it wasn't necessarily mean, nothing like that, but just, he's a douchebag. You know, he'd be wearing, like, bedazzled jeans in Kirkland or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He'd hook up with your
girl. An affliction shirt. Yeah, he's that guy.
Random. I mean, look, my brother had a beagle, ironically, another beagle, too, right?
Yeah.
Baker. Now, you know, this is before they had kids. That dog thought he was a human. But afterwards, I mean, that dog was just a pain in the butt. I never cared for him or anything else.
Right.
So finally, he gets older. They got to put him down. And same thing, kind of like Miles is saying. I was like, all right, he's like, yeah, that was much harder than I thought. He was like, I was so sick of that dog. He goes, Bob, when you got to drive it to put it down.
Also,
he's
beagles,
like, I did spend a lot of time with it. Like, I was like, yep, that's fair.
Beagles live longer than the average dog. So you're stuck with this piece of crap. Yes.
I mean,
you are. You're just stuck with him.
When Tigger got put down.
Chewie lived to be 17 years old. God, what a.
Like, when Tigger got put down, like, I was an old enough teenager where it's like, all right, he's got skin problems. Like, I just
say he's like a Scottish Terrier or something.
Yeah, he's a Scottish Terrier. But I remember, like, my sister and somebody else being like, can't believe we got to put him down. And it was like, what do you care? I was the only one that had walked him in the last 5 years. Right? Like, everybody everybody made jokes about him. So, like, when he got put down, like, I was sad, but it wasn't, like, teared. And then I'm like, don't cry. You guys hated him.
When he was here, you wanted nothing to do with him.
Yeah. It's like, I've had a couple buddies that are like, you know, like, I still miss her. Like, miss her? You hated her.
Right.
you talked about how much you hated her for 3 years. Like, just be happy it's over.
Yeah. Move on,
man. Move on. Right? You don't have any kids. Like, be gone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.